Shortly after September 11, 2001, my wife and I were walking past St. Patrick's Cathedral. We saw scores of stout blue shoulders wearing patches that said FDNY and realized we'd stepped into the funeral for a New York City firefighter. We started to leave. The man who died was a stranger to us. Then we reminded ourselves he died risking his life for strangers, so it did not feel strange. In fact, it felt important to pay our respects among those who loved him. That man was Gerard Barbara. He was 53 years old and an assistant chief. A photograph near the front of the church showed a burly, smiling man with a dashing mustache. There were a couple of small art pieces on display, too. Chief Barbara also made stained glass windows for the firehouses where he served. It was the fourth funeral of the day for Mayor Giuliani. "We must lift up our eyes," he said, "and resume life. The least we can do is lead the lives Jerry and his men died to save." And then the mayor turned to Jerry Barber's family and said, as bluntly as a commandment, "You have a name that is part of the history of this city, and now I would like everyone to stand and show how grateful they are to your father." We applauded until our hands hurt and kept applauding. This week we went out to Staten Island to pay a call on Joanne Barber, who was married to Chief Barber for 30 years.
"I'm doing the best I can. It's certainly not the life that I ever thought. I mean, you couldn't imagine it in a million years. But I think I'm okay because of the wonderful life I had. And I think there's a lot of people that never had what I did. And that's why it's hard for them. What I had for 30 years... some people don't have for 30 days.
This will be the third anniversary. What are these anniversaries like?
They're hell. You don't want anyone to forget. But on the flip side, you don't want it in your face constantly. So you're never satisfied. There's no happy medium.
Joanne Barber will attend a memorial today at that plot of ground that's still called Ground Zero. But she finds the construction of the new Freedom Tower more wrenching to see than the destruction which contained her husband's bones and blood.
"It's a construction site. It's not peaceful there. And then the surrounding area where people are selling souvenirs. They're selling souvenirs on my husband's death. How could they be so callous? Or you drive around the neighborhood. Here in Staten Island, we lost 271 victims. 78 of them were rescue workers. You drive around this neighborhood, you can't go 10 blocks without seeing a sign, a name, a street named in memory of someone. It's very upsetting."
And yet, as you say, the other hand is you also don't want people to forget.
"Absolutely. If they forget, it'll happen to us all over again. I mean, 93 was a wake-up call, and we did nothing about it. What other wake-up call do we need?"
Jerry and Joanne Barber grew up two doors away from each other in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. She doesn't remember the first time that she saw the slightly older little boy who became her husband. She doesn't remember a day that she didn't see him. Her father and grandfather were sanitation workers, garbage men. Jerry's father was a subway motorman. She says they both came from a long line of people who were proud to wear blue, gray, or green uniforms for the city of New York.
"My grandfather, who worked for the sanitation, was especially proud when Jerry made lieutenant. He wanted to buy him the white shirt because it was the first in a very long line of civil servants in the family that went to that next step and now was some kind of a supervisor. And my grandfather was very proud of that."
Jerry Barber's artwork is in every room of their house. He made stained glass lampshades and screens, stained glass doors and sun windows. The designs are bright and unexpectedly delicate. Not smoke and flames, but flowers, fish, and whimsical red houses. Joanne Barber said her husband never thought of his work as art. He was just trying to beautify their home or make gifts for friends.
"Close friends of Jerry's, when they got promoted or they had their 20 years, Jerry would make them a stained glass. They don't really need another bottle of scotch. So Jerry would give them a piece of him."
What she doesn't keep upstairs is photographs of her husband or his medallions. presents or any of the gifts she was sent by grateful citizens after September 11th. A portion of that is carefully arranged in their basement, the room in which Jerry Barbara would cut and stain glass while listening to Yankee games.
I really don't feel, in my particular case, that it's good for me to have it upstairs, but I don't have any problem having it down here. It's when I want to see it or who I choose to let see it also. I don't want anyone just coming in my home and knowing my whole story.
There are framed letters about Jerry Barbara from famous public figures, brass statues and quilts stitched by strangers. Joanne Barbara has saved them all. She displays only a little.
I have quilts from ladies from all over the country and Canada, and you could see how much time and effort and love they put into it. And it should be displayed and it should be appreciated. And then there you go to other parts of the country where it didn't happen to them, so I really don't think they care that much, or they feel that you should be over it. And we'll never be over it.
On one wall, Jerry Barbara mounted the medallions he wore on the fire helmets he wore over 27 years as a fire cadet, then a firefighter.
Lieutenant, captain, battalion chief, deputy chief of fire prevention, and deputy assistant chief, and then assistant chief of department. You know, they're not shiny, clean, and new. They're old and dark, full of smoke.
From fire and ash. There's also a medal he received in 1980 for crawling upstairs into a burning brownstone to save Francesca Acevedo from burning to death, and then going back to find and bring out her husband, Pedro. The medal Jerry Barbara received for saving two lives came with a $100 savings bond.
If I remember correctly, the reason why he really got that medal is because he went back in. That's the key. That's indicative of all of them. That's the life. And when that happened, Jerry didn't tell me that day. I remember we were driving down to the Jersey Shore, and he said, I think I might be getting a medal.
Joanne Barbara says her husband had little patience for the fascination of others for celebrities.
Jerry never liked watching the Academy Awards or the Emmys or anything like that, because he would say they're reading a script. They didn't make anything pretty. Mm-hmm. They didn't build anything. They didn't save anyone. They didn't find the cure for something. And yet they're on national television and everyone is clapping for them. And what did they do? I have something I want to show you.
Mrs. Barbara went upstairs and brought down a picture taken by a New York Daily News photographer on September 11th. The Twin Towers are wounded and burning. Chief Gerard Barbara is standing below, looking up, hands on his hips. It's a pose of defiance.
He knew that he had a disaster on his hands. I know I can't save everybody. I know I'm just a piece of the puzzle. We have people trapped on those floors. And my husband didn't run away. This is not a picture. And I find no fault with those people that ran away, because they were saving themselves. They're civilians. They were running for their lives. But this is a photo of a gentleman that was going in to try to help and save. Hands on his hips. What am I going to do? How am I going to take care of this?
The New York Fire Department has procedures to inform and comfort the families of firefighters who die in battle. They send a priest. They send a department chief. But on September 11, 2001, and for 5 days thereafter, no one knew what had happened to Chief Jerry Barbara. He was last seen leading a column of men into the number 2 tower just before it collapsed. As the hours and days wore on, Joanne Barbara knew that her husband had died. She still hoped that some trick or miracle might have saved him. She did draw comfort from laughter when another chief told her the last time he saw Chief Barbara, they were in an elevator trying to reach a middle floor of the tower.
And the doors opened up, and they got in the elevators, and you could hear a pin drop. And in the reflection of the chrome doors, someone saw Jerry straightening his tie. And he said, what the heck are you doing? You're straightening your tie? And Jerry just gave a smile and said, you always have to look good for the public.
The Barbers have a daughter, Karen, who was working nearby at the World Financial Center that day. She was fine, and is fine now, though her mother thinks maybe a little too immersed in her studies. Their son Paul has just graduated from medical school. This summer, for the first time, he picked up his father's art tools. Paul Barber made a stained glass window of the subway sign for Yankee Stadium. It hangs in their basement now, where only Joanne Barber and her family can see it when they choose to come downstairs and visit their memories.
I lost someone that was the best person I had, and now, unfortunately, he's grouped. Like, I don't even have a personal death. I lost my husband of 30 years, and I have to share it with everyone.
And yet, Mrs. Barber reminds herself that her husband had a sense of history. He was proud to wear the uniform of New York into smoke and flames. He saved lives and signed his name in glass and inscribed his name in his city's history.
Now I have a flag that flew in one of the space shuttles, and it has Jerry's name on it. You know, it makes you think. But he would much rather be here with us.
Joanne Barbara of Staten Island, New York. Her husband, Chief Gerard Barbara of the New York Fire Department, died in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Thank you.